Really, thank you all for coming out on a Sunday morning to learn, and thank you to Rosh Shlomo for being the head and the visionary of this machon, and really creating the opportunities for us to learn together. I think any learning we do nowadays we have to mention the chayalim, we have to mention the people that are putting their lives on the line for us. And just to note that it's not just our zechuyos in a theoretical sense, in a spiritual sense, a metaphysical sense, or helping them out. I think just practically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, the fact that they know there are people living regular lives and people are learning Torah in the Oref is mechazik them. I've just this past Shabbos, I have a friend in Beit Shemesh who's on Miluim. He's 10 years my senior at least. He's some level officer that I was never in the army, so I don't really know what it is. But he came back for his first time for Shabbos. He asked me what sugyos we're learning. I told him we're learning Hilchos Tefillah, Hilchos Vasikin. We discussed it a bit. And he's like, in Hebrew, he's like, Yosef, it gives me so much koach to know that there are people, Be'oref, who are sitting and learning Torah on a Sunday morning. It gives me koach to go back on a Motzei Shabbos. So I think that just the fact that we're able to sit here and learning, in addition to the zekuyos, in addition to the metaphysics and things like that, just emotionally, it helps the soldiers know that we're here learning. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be able to be mechazik ourselves, mechazik Am Yisrael, and mechazik the soldiers. So this is our first real topic in Hilchos Tefillah. Up until now, we'll be doing general introductions. We did one about mitzvahs tefillah. We did one about tefillah connected karbanos. So this is the first one that's a little bit more technical, a little bit more detailed oriented, and we'll see how it goes. Give me feedback at the end. Our topic is the schedule for the beginning of Shacharis. Let's say you wake up at 4 in the morning, and you vasikin, let's say, is 5 in the morning, but the next minyan is at like 7 o'clock. Are you able to daven vasikin by yourself and not be a chidus without a minyan, or do you really have to wait for the 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock minyan to be able to daven with a minyan? Or alternatively, let's say your wife wants you back home at 7 o'clock in the morning. She has to go to work. You have to be home at 7 o'clock. Nitzachama is 6:45. There's no way in the world you could daven at a Vasikin Minyan at the earliest possible time you think you could daven at a Vasikin Minyan and still get back home on time. How early are you allowed to daven? How bad is it to daven before Vasikin? How much of a tzorach does it have to be in order to justify davening Shacharis at 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, when it's still dark outside, when sunrise is really 6:45. I look around, I see different people with different types of jobs. I think we've all been in this situation where you have to daven before Vasikin, before Nitzachama. What are the parameters of that? So God willing, we're going to start with the Gemaras, try to build up what we know from the Gemaras, develop certain ideas from the Rishonim, and then get to the answers to these questions, halakha l'maisa. So let's start. So what do we actually know from the Gemaras in terms of Zman Shacharis? So the first source is the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah talk about? The end time for Shacharis. So what is the end time for Shacharis? Maybe that'll be next week's year. We'll see how it goes. Either 4 hours or Chatzos. Good. So you can daven Shacharis until 10 a.m., let's say, on a perfect day, or 12 p.m., maybe 12:30, if you push it a little bit, according to Mishnah Berurah. You're allowed to daven Shacharis until that point. How do we know you're allowed to daven Shacharis until 10 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock noon? What is the source for that? So what does the Gemara say in source number 2? That it's not, these times aren't random. What's 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. based on? Based on Karbanos, the Karban Tumbit. This is what we discussed last week, that according to all the opinions in the Gemara in the end of the day, the three-part davening system we have, Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, is modeled a little bit after the world of Karbanos, and therefore it makes sense that the end time for Shacharis should be parallel to the end time for the Karban Tumbit. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only bring the Karban Tumbit until 10 o'clock in the morning. According to Chachamim, you can bring Karban Tumbit until noon, and that's the logic behind the end time for Shacharis. Maybe next week we'll go through the parameters of that. If you have a teenager, they wake up at 10 in the morning, they wake up at 11 o'clock in the morning, are they allowed to daven? How bad is that? Do you have to wake them up beforehand? Obviously, this question only occurs with teenagers, it doesn't occur with grown-ups, but...
They hold like a chacham,
of course, at 12. Some people are... I'm getting into the age of teenagers. I think sometimes it could push the chacham also. Let's say you have davening here, and the Baal Shacharis, it goes on for hours and hours. And then you're hitting Shemon Esrei at like 10:15 in the morning. How bad is that? Are you allowed to sacrifice?
Never happens here.
Sorry? Never happens here. How bad is it? How much do you have to sacrifice a good Pesukah de Zimra or a good Birkas Kriyat Shema to be able to hit Shacharis at hit Shemon Esrei by 10 a.m. or sometimes it could even be pushed up to 9 a.m. or 9:15. So God willing, that maybe we'll discuss that next week. But here we see the end time for Shacharis is modeled after Karbanos. Fantastic. That's data point number one we know from the Gemara. Then there's data point number two. Is it l'chachila to daven Shacharis at 10 o'clock in the morning? What is the best time for Shacharis? So this is why I gave you sources 3 and 4, which point out that even though you have until 10 a.m. or you have until 12 p.m. to daven Shacharis, what is the best time to daven Shacharis? With the Gemara in source number 3, Uriminhu mitzvasa im hanitzacham. What is the best time to daven Shacharis? With the sunrise. Fantastic. So the Gemara says that bright, the Ketanya Hila Vasikin, the Amar Rav Yochanan, Vasikin, the Yigomar Masalim and Yitzchama, Vasikin, this group of people, Rashi says there were Mechavev mitzvos, Magdimin mitzvos, Mechazrim to do mitzvos properly. The Aruch says Vasikin means like a Talmud Vasik. A Talmud Hakam, somebody that wants to do mitzvos properly, they daven at a Yitzchama. We call it Vasikin because we want to be part of that category of people. But in the Gemara, Vasikin are a category of people, and Netzachama is a time when they daven. Good. So you're allowed to daven until, let's say, 10 a.m., but the Chachila Mitzvasa, it's best to daven at Netzachama. So when was Netzachama today? 6:01. Thank you. We have our Vasikin number there. 6:01. We're close to a perfect day, so it's probably 4 hours is around 10:01, 10:02. So the L'chachila is supposed to daven at Mitzvasa at 6:01, Shemon Esrei at 6:01, and then the end time is 10 a.m. The Gemara elaborates a little bit more about this Vasikin thing in source number 4. It's referencing a Gemara earlier in Mesnachas Brachos, and the Gemara is really discussing the Zman for Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara goes through in source number 4. Again, we're getting data points, and we'll start some of the analysis, and then we'll start some of the halacha later on. The Gemara says, Tanya, Rebbe Meir Omer, v'shiyakar ben ze'ev l'kelev. The Gemara is trying to figure out, when is the earliest time to daven Kriyat Shema? So we have a bunch of different opinions in the Gemara. When you can tell the difference between a wolf and a dog, ben chamor la'arod, the Chachamim say, mishira es chaviro rachok arba amos v'yakirendo. You could tell that you could see the difference between you could recognize the difference, recognize who your friend is from 4 amos away. We turn the page. The Gemara says, Amra Puna, Halakha Ka'achirim. The halakha is like achirim, that the way you're passing is Mishayakir, when you could tell the difference between blue and white, or you could recognize your friend who is 4 amos away. Fantastic. So the earliest sign of a Kriyat Shema is Mishayakir. When was Mishayakir today? Anybody wanted to find a thousand spell early? Shiakir was around 5:12. So if Netzachama is 6:01, Mishayakir is 5:12, what's the difference, time difference between Mishayakir and Netzachama? Around 15 minutes. Around 15 minutes before Netzachama is Mishayakir, that's when you can recite Kriyat Shema. But the Gemara says, even though you can recite Kriyat Shema from Mishayakir, you should l'chachila push it off until close to Netzachama. Why? Because you want to say Kriyat Shema at the last moments before sunrise. So that way you could recite Shemona Esrei at sunrise. Fantastic. But here the Gemara quotes a pasuk, and this is going to be the we're going to have to analyze this pasuk. You look at the end of the box on source number 4 on page 3. Amar Reb Yezira, Maikra, what's the source that you're supposed to recite Kriyat Shema right before sunrise, such that you recite Shemona Esrei right after sunrise? Yiru'ucha im shemesh. They shall fear you with the sun and before the moon all the generations. So what do you think this means? What is this a source for? For reciting Shemon Esrei after Netzachama. How is it a source? How do we know from this pasuk you're supposed to recite Shemon Esrei after Netzachama or at Netzachama?
It says with the sun.
It says with the sun. And what's the verb, though? It doesn't say you should daven with the sun.
Fear.
It says fear God with the sun. So on the surface, what do you start seeing the Gemara is equating? Fearing God with tefillah. That's just something which is interesting to notice. We're going to have to pick up on this a little bit later on when we discuss the emotional modality of tefillah. We discuss it a little bit in the first year. Tefillah mitok simcha, tefillah mitok yira, ibdot Hashem v'simcha, ibdot Hashem v'yira. Which pasuk is associated with tefillah? The Gemara actually goes through this and has it back and forth about this. But over here, you see yiru'ucha in shemesh, fearing God with the sun. The Gemara understands it's a reference to saying Shemona Esrei prior, together with sunrise. Why is it a good idea to fear God with the sun, with the rising of the sun? To say the daven with the rising of the sun?
You should start your day out fearing the sun.
Okay, let's say I wake up at 3 in the morning. Let's say I wake up at 9 in the morning. Apparently, the Gemara says mitzvasa im nitzachama, it's still best to daven at sunrise, just to organize your schedule around that. What about sunrise makes it the most opportune time to daven?
Should be after this.
Sorry?
Send him, I'm sorry. Atamu litba'el.
Litba'el, again. Exactly.
This is God's creation.
Exactly. I think we're going to see that later on in the Talmud Yerushalmi. The fearing God, how do you fear God? Through davening. Davening is an experience of Yiras Hashem. I see the Gemara is going to say that explicitly later on. Why do you want to combine your davening with sunrise? Because if you ever witness sunrise, it's unbelievable. Your mitzvah. I mean, during Corona, I wasn't able to daven with the minyan, but I davened in my merkasa. I tried to daven vasikin, and thank God I was davening b'kivun mizrach, or whatever, close to mizrach. It's unbelievable to say yotzer ma'oros with the sunrise. It's like, this is what Chazal actually had in mind. They didn't have in mind to daven in the basement of a shul where you can't see the sun, vasikin, well, like, your eye on the clock, you're very stressed out. Is this, am I getting it or not getting it? They had in mind, you should be mitzvah. Sorry, Dani, right? That you have a window in your shul. We're going to see it later on. Halakha states you l'chachila, you're supposed to have a window in your shul facing the kivun that you're davening in, so that you could see the outside world. You see the sun rising over the mountains, and exactly at that moment you say Shemona Esrei. Seeing the sun rise puts you in the right mindset of Yirat Shemayim. You just said Yotzer HaOros, as Rashi points out in a different sugya. You just described Yotzer HaOros, then you see it. And then you start Shemona Esrei, that experience is supposed to be extremely powerful. The Gemara then goes on, I cut it off, Eli pointed out that I cut off the Gemara before the punchline. The Gemara says there was one Amora of Nachman who did this on a regular basis, and he was smiling the entire day. And they asked him, why do you smile all day long? He said, because I was so me geula l'tzvila at the moment of sunrise. And that empowered him, that gave him the simcha, gave him the energy to go throughout the rest of his day with a smile. Which is interesting, because what is the source of davening vasikin? Yiru'ucha m'shemesh, but yirat Hashem. And what was the person's reaction to davening vasikin? Simcha. So that's something which, God willing, we're going to have to explore when we deal with hachanos for tefillah, what type of mood you're supposed to be when you're davening. But that juxtaposition, on one hand, the verb is yiru'ucha m'shemesh, but the reaction is simcha, is something which we're going to have to explore.
Gilu
v'rada. Exactly. Good. Yeah.
Putting it so focused on the sun itself rising on a cloudy day.
Ah.
Right? So if you're, as I understood Batika before this year, as maybe it's recent Latino minutes.
Good, probably, we'll get that in a second, yeah.
So but if we put it all on the experience, then I would say, okay, so it's a cloudy day, I'm not gonna get that experience. I don't need to dive in. I miss out on that experience. Do I need to daven vasikin that day?
Again, that's a great question. Hold that thought. Right now, I'm just sort of developing the ideas as you would see them from the Gemara. Because the Gemara doesn't describe anything else. The reason why daven, the verb is yiru'ucha, im shemesh. Where is the yirat Hashem if you're seeing the sun? Presumably, it's some type of experience. You're going to see that explicitly in Yerushalmi. Sometimes halakha works categorically. It doesn't work in terms of details. Let's say you have a building that's blocking your view. There's still a maila daven vasikin, as we'll see, but maybe it's not the ideal experience that Chazal had in mind. So the person is not happy in Yom Tov, but they're still having meat. So they're getting the mitzvah in some way, but they're missing out on the proper experience. So what we have now is, in the Gemaras, we have the end time for Shacharis, which is 10 a.m., and we have the ideal time for Shacharis, which is sunrise. What is the earliest time for Shacharis? That is not explicit in the Gemara. So that's why the Rishonim start discussing it. And from the logic of the Rishonim, you could start seeing how they thought about Shacharis, how they thought about Zman Shacharis. So the first source over here is the Rush. The Rush explicitly points out, in source number 5, that we don't have a source for the beginning time for Shacharis. Look at the second line, we'll pick up from there. Ad Chatzos, in the middle of the line, U'tzchilas Zmana Yireh, the beginning of the time, Yireh means it appears, meaning there's no source for this, he's guessing, he's making an educated guess. Mish'ava Barak HaShachar V'Heir Pnei Mizrach. From the moment the eastern horizon becomes lit up, which we call, in our parlance, Amud HaShachar, perhaps. Amud HaShachar and Heir Pnei Mizrach, it's a suffix among the Achronim if they're the same thing or not. For our purposes, let's assume they're the same. When the eastern horizon starts being lit up, that is the earliest time for Shacharis. How many minutes before sunrise is that? Usually around 72. Like this morning, according to my Zmanim, Amud HaShachar and Efrat was around 450, 451. Neitz HaChama was 601. So an hour and 10, hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes before sunrise, you start seeing the rays of light. That's the earliest sign for Shacharis. How does he know that's the earliest sign for Shacharis? What does he say? Midi Dehava Atamid HaShachar. Similar to the Karban Tamid. Because the Mishnah Yonah says that's when the Karma Tamid was brought. So if we're modeling after Karbanos, so when should you be able to daven Shacharis? From 4:50 in the morning, from Rosh Hashanah. But we lechachila push it off because of the special din of Vasikin, k'dekseiv yiru'uka im shemesh. Mikomakom imispala b'zu asha yatsa. So the earliest time for Shacharis is modeled after Karbanos. So, this, according to the Rush, the same way the end time for Shacharis is modeled after Karbanos, modeled after the Zman of the Karban Tamid, the earliest time for Shacharis is also modeled after the time for the Karban Tamid. Fantastic. So then you should be able to daven at any point between 4:50 from Amud HaShachar until 10 a.m. Why the Chachila are you supposed to daven Vasikin? Because of this extra din of Yeruka and Shemesh in order to have this Yirat Shemayim. Fantastic. So according to this, let me ask you.
Wait, so shouldn't Karbanot, the ideal time of Karbanot, should have been at Neitz
HaChama? Great question. So the Rishonim and Yomah say, perhaps that would have been the best, but Kohanim's reason, and we want to do the mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash at the earliest possible time, so they do it closer to Amud HaShachar. The Mishnah Yomah says that one time they made a mistake. They brought it too early, so they had to wait. So after that, they instituted, they waited a couple minutes after Amud HaShachar to bring it. But they want, Kohanim's reason, hey, they want to do it very early.
It says in the Mishnah that one
Kohen
asked the other one,
Heir Pnei Mizrach.
That's much later than Amud HaShachar.
So that's a great question. So that's the Be'er Halacha on Siman Pei Tes quotes a Machlokas Akordim about this. If Amud HaShachar and Heir Pnei Mizrach are the same thing, or Amud HaShachar is earlier, the term Amud HaShachar just means a little bit of light in the east. So that is earlier than Heir Pnei Mizrach. But the question is, when the Gemara uses the term Amud HaShachar, maybe it refers to the entirety of the east. So that's Machlokas Achronim.
That's true, that's not 4:50
this
morning.
It's not 4:50, why? It's a little bit afterwards?
Much more.
Much afterwards. I think it's a 10, from what I understand, the Vilna Gaon said, there's a 10-minute gap between the earliest ray of light and Heir Pnei Mizrach. So those 10 minutes are a huge suffix. You think it's longer? I don't know, I've been up. My repressed, it's around that I've done the analytical studies. Sometimes I wake up early.
You allowed me to do that a lot lately.
Yes.
And I can say it sounds about right.
It's around 10 minutes. I've been on my repressed, stargazing, you know, early in the morning, and then you see Heir Pnei Mizrach. So you see Amud HaShachar, and then the whole horizon becomes light around 10 minutes afterwards. So we're talking about like a 10 minute gap.
Depends on the latitude.
Meaning here in Eretz Yisrael. Latitude meaning you're further north or further south. It's going to be longer, right? It's going to be longer. Great. So according to the Rush, let me ask you. Let's say I have two minyanim. One is at before Neitz HaChama. Neitz HaChama today was 6:01. I have a minyan at 5:30 in the morning. And I have another minyan at 7:30 in the morning. Should there be any difference between those two minyanim? 5:30 before Neitz HaChama?
On the Pshat of the Rosh?
Yeah, no, exactly. Because the time is based on Karbanos. The time for Karbanos is from Amud HaShachar, from Heir Pnei Mizrach, until 10 a.m. This is the Chachila to daven at some point in the middle at Neitz HaChama. But the time before Neitz HaChama, the time after Neitz HaChama, should be the same. Fantastic.
Except for the fact that you're not allowed to do any, let's say, not Kodesh stuff before Shachrit.
You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to do what? I'm sorry? You're not supposed to do what?
You're not supposed to do anything before Shachrit. Any work or any labor or any whatever.
Right.
Maybe learning.
So you're saying it's better even to daven earlier. So
from
this point of view, it's better to daven earlier. So
not,
then.
Not if you don't set your alarm and you don't get up till 7:30 and you haven't done anything.
Right. Meaning, the question is, if you want to schedule your day in the most ideal way possible, should you schedule your day that you're davening at 7:30, so it's always after Netzachama? Or should you schedule your day that you're davening at 5:30, which is before Netzachama, but then you're getting home earlier? So according to this, there's no difference between before Netzachama and after Netzachama. Either way, you are within the time of Karbanos. There is one point where it's l'chachila to daven, which is Netzachama. If you're not davening at that moment, before Netz, after Netz, shouldn't matter. 7:30 minyan, 5:30 minyan, it should be exactly the same. But there's another approach in the Rishonim to discuss or describe what the earliest time for davening is. And that is based on a Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah in Megillah, source number 6, says, "Ein koronis a Megillah, v'lo malin, v'lo tovlin, v'lo mazin, v'chein shemeres yom keneged yom, lo titzba ad sh'netzachama." Any mitzvah that is a daytime mitzvah, you should always do after Netzachama. V'kulan sh'asu mishala mura shachar, kasher. But if you did it from 4:50 in the morning, then it's fine.
Bidiyavet,
exactly, bidiyavet. So what is this Mishnah teaching us? Let's say Kriyas HaMegillah, Hala, any mitzvah that is a daytime mitzvah, when are you supposed to do it by? After Netzachama. B'diavad, if you did it from Amud HaShachar, from Alot HaShachar, it's going to be okay. So what do we make of this? Why by daytime mitzvahs are you supposed to do it, not even at Netzachama, but after sunrise? If really you could do it from Alot HaShachar, you could do it from 4:50 in the morning, what if the Mishnah tell us you shouldn't read Megillah at 4:50 in the morning, you should wait until sunrise, daven challah at sunrise, you shouldn't daven challah before sunrise.
The makor for Bris Milah or Megillah is not
Korbanos. Exactly. What would it be about then?
It would
be the day, exactly. Thank you, Yonatan. And that's exactly, Rashi sounds like the whole thing is through Rabbanan, really Amud HaShachar is totally fine, we just don't want to get mixed up, so we say to wait until Netz. If you look at the Rambam, look at the Meiri, look at other Rishonim, they say no, Halacha has a two-tiered schedule for the day. The day begins on some level, once a little bit of light is seen on the eastern horizon, but it's not going to be Yom Gamur, it's not going to be fully day until the sun rises. If you look at the Meiri, in source number 7, there's the last line over here, talking about Zman Shacharis. He says, "V'im kein anu tzrichim lodia shezman hashachar maschil im hanetzachama l'chol adam." You're supposed to daven after Netzachama. Catch this line: "Shehu yom gamur." What does that mean? Shehu yom gamur. It's totally day. And Amud HaShachar before 6:01 this morning, it's twilight, it's Ben HaShemeshos, it's between the beginning of light, but the sun hasn't yet come up. Rav Soloveitchik, in a beautiful Yartzeit here, tracks this in the Psukim. The Psukim sometimes refer to Yom as being a connection to light, and sometimes refer to Yom as being a connection to the rising sun. And therefore, this time between the beginning of light and the rising sun is like a Ben HaShemeshos type of time. It's in between, it's Chatzi Yom, Chatzi Not Yom. And therefore, if you want to have a mitzvah that is a daytime mitzvah, when is ideally supposed to be done? When it's fully day. And therefore, you have to wait until after Netzachama. And therefore, according to this, if you assume that tefillah is not modeled on Karbanos, but tefillah is modeled after Yom V'Layla, so then when is the ideal time going to be to daven? After Netzachama. And then if you go back to your original question, our original question, is it better to daven at 5:30 in the morning or 7:30 in the morning? When it would be better to daven? It's better to daven 7:30 in the morning. And then you only b'dieved are supposed to daven at 5:30 in the morning. But now you don't have to read inside, but the Pnei Yeshua points that explicitly. Pnei Yeshua says that the Rush was assuming that tefillah is entirely modeled after Karbanos. Whenever the Zman for Karbanos are, that's the Zman for tefillah. So the beginning of time is Karbanos, the end time is Karbanos, anywhere within that time, you could daven Shacharis. There's a mitzvah to daven and Netzachama. But between Amud HaShachar, here up in Emizrach, and 10 a.m. in the morning, you're allowed to daven. You're allowed to daven chakras. But the Bnei Yeshua says, go back to last week's shir. There's another model for tefillah. Maybe it's not entirely based on karbanos, but what else might it be based on? The avos. And what do we know about the avos? When did Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov daven? It has to do with the schedule of the day. Daven in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. And what do we know about the schedule of the day in halakha? When does the day really, really start? And it's Chama. And therefore, the Bnei Yeshua says that it l'chadchila, you're only supposed to daven after Netzach Chama. And it's b'di'evet to daven at Amud HaShachar, the same way it's b'di'evet to daven at Amud HaShachar for Megillas Esther, or for Hallel, or for Tekiat Shofar, or for any other mitzvah that has to do with the day. So you see that the Rishonim are split about this. When we're talking about Zman Shacharis, what are we based on? Are we entirely based on Karbanos? In which case, from the moment you could bring the Karban Tamid until the moment where the Karban Tamid is the end time of the Karban Tamid, it's all the Chachila, it's all a mitzvah. It's just that the Chachila for Shacharis, there's a one point of Netzach Chama where it's Besed Amen, or no. Or, the Shacharis should be thought of as a regular daytime mitzvah. And if it's a regular daytime mitzvah, so then there are two reasons to daven a Netzach Chama. Number one, Yeruchayim Shemesh. You could daven with the rising sun. And number two, like the Meiri says, because then it's Yom Gomer. It's already completely day, and then you want to daven chakras when it's daytime, like Avraham Avinu daven chakras at daytime.
But then we should be consistent with the beginning time and the end time.
Ah, great.
The end time we're saying is for, you know, Arba Shamfa is one that's based on Kabbalah. If it's talking about a day, the day doesn't end until much later.
One,
I should be able to, according, if you're saying is that the mitzvah is a day mitzvah, only like by day, then you should be able to daven chakras all day. It would be a little inconsistent, right, to say, okay, the end time, we're going to go by karbano, but the beginning time, we're going to look at it as a day mitzvah.
Right.
I think it should.
100%. And I think this is the complexity of the Gemara. The Gemara says it's connected of the avos when we're talking the times, but Chazal ra'as mechinu, the model after, they relied on karbanos. So the question is always going to be, how much of which? And just in the world of Makshava, karbanos, as I think we discussed last week, are super choreographed, super detailed-oriented, super ritualistic. You have to do it exactly this way. And the avos, when they're davening, they're super free-flowing. They got up and they davened or whatever they did. There were no halachos then. So the models of how much you think it's entirely based on karbanos versus how much it's based for throwing the avos in there, I think is interesting to think about. I think your question is a great question, and the answer is just that Chazal are working with models. Where they put each model is always going to be a question.
Yeah, but I think we should be at least consistent. Meaning, it's okay to say one or the other are mixed, but if you're talking about time, then either the beginning and end time should be based on the same model, or
right.
You can't say, well, the end time, we're going to give a Karbano model.
Day can only be morning. Once it's an afternoon, it starts to be
morning. Right, right. Also,
not the stereotypical, but let's say Hasidim take the more of the Avod approach, where they're not the dot dating specifically on a specific time when it comes to chakra. Time is, and maybe that's okay, but then you're consistent then in your beginning time and end time.
Right.
You shouldn't say, okay, you can only daven to four because that is the karbano, but at the beginning time, we're not going to, you shouldn't daven before Netzach Chama because it's not the day.
Right. So Eli, you're 100% right. If you want complete consistency, I don't think you're going to find it in our Talmud Bavli, but this is what we discussed in the Shir with the Avrichim. If you look in the Shiltos, who had one of the Gaonim, who had a different gears in the Gemara, he doesn't mention karbanos at all in his entire description of Zman Yitzvila. And he says that the end time for chakras is based on the definition of the word boker. And he goes through a psukim and tries to define that the word boker ends at mid-morning, at either 10 a.m. or 12 p.m. according to the Chachamim. So then you're entirely consistent. According to our Giras and the Gemara, the consistency is not there. So I can show you the Shiltos afterwards if you're interested. Yeah, I understand.
It's also interesting that the assumption that the Bnei Yeshua makes is that if we're modeling it after the Avos, then it has to be a day. Best of my knowledge, there's absolutely no makor in the
Yes,
psukim.
100%, yes,
right?
Yes.
It says, Vayishkem Avraham Bapokyar, it does not indicate that it was
sunrise. Right? Yes, 100%,
100%. It may have been at 3 in the morning.
Yes, 100%.
Avraham is pretty Zariz as well.
Avraham is definitely Zariz. I think back then it was hard to be Zariz before there was light outside, because it was impossible. But 100%, yeah, the Bnei Yeshua was assuming, even the Avos were working with like some type of halachic model of what the daytime is. 100%, yeah. The Avos could have been working with a more free-flowing time. I didn't put this on the sheets, but there are examples of that in Rishonim as well. The Ravid, in a couple places, says that the beginning of Zman Shacharis is whenever you wake up after midnight. You wake up at 3 in the morning, it's totally dark outside, it's pitch black, you could have a Shacharis. Because in terms of your waking day, your experience of the day, that's the beginning of your day. That's similar to Avram Avinu. He woke up and he davened. So we don't pass on that. We pass on there are more halachos, there's more concretization involved, but that idea does exist, I think, in the Rishonim. Fantastic. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like what you might think from the Rush, that you could l'chachila daven prior to prior to Neitzachama? Or we paskin like the Pnei Yeshua, like the Meiri, you're really supposed to wait until after Neitzachama, and then we'll discuss the other question, how good or important is it to daven at the moment of Neitzachama? Sources 9 and 10, we could skip for now. They're describing what the maila of a sikan is, a neitzachama. Rashi just says it's an esh ratzon, that it's for some reason in Shemayim it's a good time to daven. And Yerushalmi has an interesting lashon. It says you should daven at dimdum mechama, with the redding of the sun, kadeshi mora Shemayim kol hayom. So you should be able to fear Hashem. And the way the Mepharshim explain is, again, because you see the sun going up and down, that creates an experience within you. So look at we could skip the Rambam for a second. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Actually, no. Let's start with the Rambam because it's going to be important. The Rambam writes as follows. Source number 11 on page 6. The Rambam starts off his parak about Zman Tzvila. Tzvila Sashachar Mitzvasa Sheyasko Lispalel Im Neitzachama. The Tzvila Sashachar, the mitzvah is to begin with Neitzachama. Uzmana atzov sha'aravis. And the end time is 10 o'clock in the morning. So how does the Rambam start off the halachos of Zman Tzvila Shacharis? Neitzachama, 10 p.m. Where does he get to davening before Neitzachama? 8 halachos later. Look at the second paragraph. Hamaspal tfila kodim zmana lo yotze dekobaso. If you daven before the Zman, you're not yotze. The chozom respalo sabazmani, you have to daven again. V'im ispalo tfila shacharis b'shas hatzachak achar shala amura shachar yatza. But if you daven shacharis b'di'evet b'shas hatzachak after amura shachar, before the right zman, you're yotze. So what is the thrust of the Rambam? What is the best time of daven shacharis? Neitzachama. The second best time? Neitzachama until 10 p.m. How does Rambam describe davening before Neitzachama? Sorry? Sorry? Oh, sorry, 10 a.m., thank you, 10 a.m. 10 p.m. would be, 10 p.m. would be very, yes, 10 p.m. would be very Hasidish, I appreciate that. What about davening before Neitzachama? Super b'di'evet. Shas ha'tachak b'di'evet. That sort of gets quoted in Shulchan Aruch, if you look in source number 12. Shulchan Aruch starts off, Zman tfilas ha'shachar mitzvasa sheyaskil im Neitzachama. Good. Sefches, much later on, b'shas ha'tachak gil tzarek l'hashkin l'derech. If you have to travel before Neitzachama, you could daven before Neitzachama. So according to this simple presentation of the Rambam, a simple presentation of Shulchan Aruch, when should you be davening? When is the only circumstances you should be davening before Neitzachama? Super Shas HaTzachak, super b'di'evet. Don't schedule your life around this if you can get around it. I don't want to say drive your spouse crazy to get home a little bit later. But, you know, if the earliest shacharis is after Amud HaShachar, but before Neitzachama, and that will get you home at an earlier time, there's a real tzorech to try to daven after Neitzachama. And if you go through the poskim, Rabbi Vadi Yosef takes this super, super seriously. Rabbi Yosef says the only people that could daven early before Neitzachama are poavim, people that have to get to work early, or people that are traveling. If you're just a stam person, he says, it is usur for you to daven before Neitzachama. This is the Yalkut Yosef, source number 13. He even says that if they need you to be mashal naminyan, let's say there are 9 poalim there that have to get to work. They're farmers. They have to get to work at a daybreak. So they're davening before Neitzachama. And you are there to be mashal naminyan, it's like you shouldn't daven with them. You should enter Kaddish and Kedusha. But you have to daven after Neitzachama if you're able to. So it's really asur mi'ikar ha'din to daven before Neitzachama.
I think we are all poalim.
Many of us are poalim. Many of us.
Yeah, no, it takes out the severity of the whole thing. if everybody can define himself as a poet, then you're then.
Everybody could define themselves as a plural, but if you, I think this
is someone works in Jerusalem, it needs to be as spoke as a word.
Yeah, 100%. Then you're a plural. But let's say you work at home.
But most of the people are.
But
here it says maybe 1% of the whole population. But now we're talking about.
I think we're saying how hard is it? I mean, how much you have to rework your schedule to daven before Netzach Hava. If you could, let's say I just prefer to daven early, but I could really daven in Jerusalem when I get there. Or I can make my wife crazy.
Question, wait, if you can travel.
Good. We'll get there also. Maybe next week even. We'll get there. Could you travel before Shacharis? He's basically saying you should really try to daven at Netzach Hava or afterwards. But the Yevet, if you can't work out your schedule otherwise, you could daven before Netzach Hava. Yeah,
I've been in those minyanim like in Ben Gurion, seen it because of the traveling aspect. And some rabbanim call it minyan terach minyan. Is that like a design?
Terach minyan? I never heard that.
It was before Avram.
Before Avram. Ah, very nice.
Is that like a
very nice. I never heard the phrase. I would assume that's supposed to be bizayon. I don't know. That's great though. I appreciate that. If you turn the page to page 7. There's some achronim that disagree. The pre-Chadash was Yechezkiah di Solon. I'm forgetting his official name. He was born in Italy. He was a rabbi in Yerushalayim in the 1700s. He passed away, I think, at age 40, but he managed to write a crazy amount. He also spent some time traveling to raise money for the Yerushalayim community. I don't know when he had time to write, but he wrote an entire parish in Arachayim, an entire parish in Yerodea. He started Evan Ezer. He wrote a Kabbalistic parish in the Gemara, which is like secreted away somewhere. He writes that he wrote it, but nobody has it. So maybe the people in the Shivas Mekubalim Yerushalayim have this manuscript. But he wrote a crazy amount in a very, very short time. Maybe because he woke up early, as we'll see. Because when does he say you're allowed to daven l'chachila? From Amud HaShachar. It says from here Penezer, or whatever, 10 minutes after when the entire eastern horizon is lit. You look at it inside, you look at the underlying part. L'chachila yachol espalo mishala Amud HaShachar ve'er Penezerach midei dehav atame. He's following the rush. Carbon Tamid, you could bring it from Amud HaShachar, Hayapanim Israel, until 10 a.m. That's the time for Shacharis. The mitzvah, the chachila, daven and Netzach Hava. If you're missing that point anyway, there's no difference between before Netzach Hava or after Netzach Hava, you're allowed to daven. So different poskim, Adayom HaZeh, have to have different shitos. Again, Rav Avadia was very, very, very machmir to try to only daven after Netzach Hava. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Yashiv, they told people, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told somebody to try to get a different job. If his job required him to daven before Netzach Hava. Yeah, if you can't do it, you can't do it. But you should try to organize your life that you don't have to daven before Netzach Hava. The person I asked many of my shaylos to is Rabbi Baruch Simon from Yeshiva University. He told me to rely on the pre-chadash l'chachila, especially if you have family with young kids. The earlier you get home, my wife works, she has to get out of the house. The earlier I can get home, the better off we all are. And therefore, depending on the time of the year, I do sometimes daven Shacharis prior to Netzach Hava. Before we changed the clock, Netzach Hava was like 6:50, I think, something of that sort. So I davened at a 6 o'clock minyan, and I was home by 6:50. Now that they changed the clock, so the minyan is after, I davened after Netzach Hava. But I think there's a lot of room to rely on the pre-chadash that you could daven before Netzach Hava if there's some element of Zorach. Though you should know that many, many poskim are extremely machmir to try to rearrange your life and make people crazy to try to only daven from Netzach Hava and up. So that's the first.
They said that Israel was trying to cancel daylight savings, but one of the reasons they didn't.
Was for Zman Shacharis?
I don't know if that's made up.
That's fantastic. Okay. That's a Jewish country.
Sounds like
something.
I heard.
Well, Shas was in charge of Misrata Pnim, and they follow Rav Avadia, and they really don't want to daven before Netzach Hava. So maybe that was part of the calculation. Just to finish off, Davening and Netzach Hava is the best thing. That's clear from the Gemara Yeruka Em Shemesh. How important is it? Are you allowed to miss Minyan to daven Pasikin? So anybody here has done that? I've done it before. Well, what are the sources? You look in the Be'er Halacha, source number 16. The Be'er Halacha writes, Mitzvah Menu Mufkar, Da, Dehazihirim Likros Kivasikin, Mutter Likros Ulispala B'Yachidi, Im Ein Lehem Minyan. Those that are zahir, those that are careful to daven fasika, Netzach Hava, are able to daven biyachidos and not go to minyan.
So
on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So that's what it sounds like. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Tisselianzer, they say, hold your horses. If you daven on a regular basis of Vasikin, and it's almost like you took a neder, that you're always going to daven Vasikin, so that trumps Tefillah B'Tzibur. But just you just happen to wake up early one day, and you're just like, you're up. So you don't have the heter to daven Vasikin in this minyan. But you look at source number 17, Rav Yashiv, of all people, writes, source number 17, what difference to make if you normally daven early, don't normally daven early? The best time for Shacharis is Vasikin, is Netzachama. Therefore, even on a one-time basis, if you happen to wake up early, you're allowed to daven Vasikin and miss Tefillah B'Tzibur.
What happens if you live in a community that doesn't have Vasikin?
According to the Be'er, according to the Be'er Halacha, that is entirely okay. The one caveat,
according to both,
it's totally okay. Yeah, even according to the Be'er Halacha, it's totally okay. The one caveat is something Shlomo Zalman Auerbach mentions is that if the minion in your community is struggling to get a minion, your community minion is struggling to get a minion, then you should be mevater on your tefillah vasikin to be mechazik the local community minion.
What about all the things?
You never create a 100%. And that's exactly, we're going to see, those things might be chuvas atzibur. You need to make sure those are happening in your community. But in terms of my personal obligation as Aben, the best mitzvah is Netzachama. And according to the Be'er Halacha, according to Rabbi Yosha, that is so important, because it's actually mentioned in the Gemara, that it's going to trump many of the other things.
Minyan is mentioned in the Gemara.
We'll get there. But maybe it's not an obligatory. Maybe it's just a hiddur. It's a good thing to do, to daven with the minyan, if you want your tefillah to be answered. But this is actually something mentioned in the Gemara as the best time to daven. Mitzvasa, imenei tzachama.
I mean, I assume the answer, but since we're talking practically, it's all based on Biyaruba. If there are plenty of people who are just not morning people, or plenty of people who, especially here in Israel, you're working with Organ, working very late, but just being up at Netzach, you may be there physically, but not necessarily mentally.
Right.
So is there still any value there in coming and davening Netzachama or not?
So
assuming you can get a minyan batikin and you get a minyan regularly.
Right. So I think, if I recall correctly, I think Rabbi Mitzvah Abishal was asked this. If you wake up for Vasikin, you're not going to have Kavana when you daven. If you wake up at 8 o'clock, you're going to have more Kavana. You tell people to wake up at 8 o'clock. So Kavana is, we're going to see, is part of the Mahusa Tzvilah. And therefore, it's going to trump many of the other milos that we're going to discuss. But maybe you can wake up at 4 in the morning and drink a coffee.
Ultimately, are we saying, in Darshan time to occur or not? Meaning, are we saying that the Indian of, the Ruchim HaShemesh, you have to have that, like Ali said. Like, so
right.
if you're not Kavana, if you're like diving in the basement, whatever. Or is it there's this Indian to get up.
So I think the way we pass on halacha is that there's an Indian to get up. That,
that's not really the reason of the sun.
That's the Rishami says that's the original reason.
Right.
But once something is concretized, becomes formalized, and then it's applied in other situations as well. Rashi says that Vasikin is an Eish Ratzon. Netzachama is an Eish Ratzon. Your tefillah is a simple answer there. We don't know why, but metaphysically, it's an Eish Ratzon in Shemayim. Just to conclude, the Rambam in a Tshuva says they don't have to be midaktik to the minute for Vasikin. He says he has people in a shul that they are there looking at their sundials, whatever it is, making sure that it's exactly the time right time. So if you get it within a couple of minutes, you get the maila of davening Netzachama. So that's also something to keep in mind and not be stressed out when you're davening Vasikin.
One would have to imagine that when the Yeshua,
the time, yes, exactly. The timetables. But apparently in the Rambam Shul, there was somebody that was like really stressed out about the Chazan getting there at Netzachama. And the Rambam was like, chill out. There are lots of things to be stressed out about in Judaism. This is not something that's worth to be stressed out about. Thank you so much.